convicted in Texas for the dragging death of James Byrd Jr., a black man. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, had this message.
We witnessed the peaceful and dignified execution of John King for the savage, brutal, and inhumane murder of James on June 7, 1998. Really a modern-day lynching.
James Byrd Jr. was chained to the back of a truck and dragged for nearly 3 miles outside Jasper, Texas.
A new poll from the political website The Hill says almost 1 in 4 Democratic voters want Congress to move on from its investigations of President Trump regarding the special counsel and focus on other issues such as health care and immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jules Pieri and her business partner launched the Grumet 10 years ago, which was a way to get new products to market for entrepreneurs. Pieri joins Fox Business and shares some of the challenges that entrepreneurs face.
These folks who are creating these products, at least in our experience, only 10% of them have any experience creating, bringing a product to market. They're teachers, they're plumbers, sure. They're doctors, they're dentists. So they need everything, and they're great at innovating the product, but the business skills or the business sure. knowledge, logistics, packaging, financing,
are legal.
Legal, right? But the hard problem for them is finding an audience and credibility, right? It's a busy world. So we look at 300 products a week, and we launch 6 and have a massive audience of 3 million interested, curious people. So we make markets for new products wow. every single day.
As far as identifying good products, she says,
well, we take in about 20 or 30 samples a week and try them out. So at the get-go, we can see if a problem solver is interesting and doing something different than we've seen before. We want to make sure it's undiscovered, so that'd be interesting to our audience. And then we really just dive in and make sure that they're delivering.
The first round of the NFL draft begins Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee. The Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. The first pick expected to be somewhere right around 8 o'clock Eastern time. Please remember you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Hour number two of the big program. Welcome, everyone. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Hey, do they still show on network television the Ten Commandments on is it Easter week? I remember watching that as a kid. And for a while, I was in my bedroom on a black and white, little 13-inch black and white TV. I remember watching that going to bed. I used to look forward to that every single year. I wonder if they still aired that original. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. I forgot to share this last hour. Anyway, we were talking a little bit about ripoffs and scams and whatnot. And I like to share with people when I fail. Yeah, open book here. Full transparency here at Markowski Investment, the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. I fail often. I admit it. I fail often. And how do we fail here on the program? Well, we invite people to contact, go to our website, and we're always here helping, doing the best we can to help people out. And people call up. They ask us about various different investment programs, advisors, brokers, certain private real estate trusts, annuities. There's just so many, like oil and gas deal, all this stuff. And they ask our opinion on it. And we do our homework. I'm not charging for this. I'm not charging a fee like some lawyer would. We do our homework. We look into it. And oftentimes, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't take us that long to figure out that it's a scam, that there's an issue. Well, one that many people inquired about. This is going back, probably 4 years ago. Four or five years ago was an investment scam called Woodbridge. And Woodbridge, basically, it was financing high-end properties in Beverly Hills, in Aspen, other wealthy enclaves, and run by some bigwig guys. And they put on a show. Without a doubt, they were able to put on a show. And it's not a difficult presentation that they were making. And they would show, oh, look at the values here, and look at the people that are going to be buying these products. This thing actually started in Boca Raton and eventually went bankrupt and lost thousands of people. And this is a major club. They had over 10,000 investors. It was nothing more than a simple Ponzi scheme. That's all. That's all it was. $1.2 billion Ponzi scheme. Now, how did I fail? I don't think a single person, and there was a bunch, that contacted us about this, listen to me. I don't think one did. Let me tell you how sometimes these conversations go. You kind of put yourself in my shoes for a bit. But in many ways, money, you see people say money is the root of all evil. No. The desire, the pursuit might be the root in many respects. Money is innocuous. It's you can use it to buy drugs and you can use it to put a wing on a hospital. That's not the problem. But money makes people do really stupid things. Really stupid things. Especially, let me tell you, when they don't have it. When they don't have it and they want to get it. When they don't have it, they want to get it. They have to have it. It's like they have a smell in their nostrils, like an almost a taste in their mouth, that they're going to have all of these riches. And they contact me, and they've got, you know, in this case, this was a real estate transaction, but there are countless others. And they ask my opinion on this. And I give them my opinion, and usually the conversation usually goes, well, you know, you're biased because, you know, you probably just want me to invest in your program over theirs. No, if you haven't noticed, you know, I didn't ask for your money. I didn't ask for you to move any money over to me. I didn't ask for anything. You asked me for my opinion, and I'm giving you my opinion. And more often than not, people get angry with me because I don't give them what they want to hear. Now, I know all these people that chose not to listen to us lost all their money. And I describe this. It's a Sisyphean battle of sorts. And there's a human psychology thing. I've tried over the years here on the program. I've tried yelling here on this show. My long, long, long time listeners going back to the infancy in the program 20 years ago, I used to get really hot and bothered here on the program. I did. All the time. You'd got yelling and screaming about this and that. And I mellowed out. I decided it's not going to work. I said, I can do the best I can to present what's right and present the truth. But I can't force people to listen. I can't. And it's a, you know, you gotta put yourself in my shoes. Imagine how frustrating that is. Imagine how frustrating that is. The rock rolling back down on top of me again and again and again. True story. This is back in the 1990s. Back in the 1990s, I was speaking to someone that I'm trying to talk them out of, no joke, the Nigerian email scam. Remember that? Still, I think it goes on. You send $30,000 to a guy in Nigeria, some Nigerian prince or somewhere in Africa, and you're going to get a part of his $30 million fortune. You know, I tried to explain point by point by point by point and how the entire thing was a scam. The guy was so convinced. So convinced. People in their mind, already started spending that $15 million that he was going to get in his head. And it doesn't matter. He may have wanted to spend that $15 million, like I said, on a wing on a hospital or donated it to something. He had already cashed that check. He had already spent that money in his mind. So he had to have it. I failed there too. Yeah, one would think after I've got the longest running financial program in the country. One would think a financial program this long, been warning against all these ripoffs and scams, that it might buy me a little bit of credibility with some of these people, but it doesn't. But the funny thing is, and they still call. They still call, and we're going to answer. And I'm going to be doing it till the day I die. I'll be manning the phone, I'll be manning my email, I'll be checking to the day I die, because that's what we do. The only thing I've learned is that, again, I can't make anyone listen. I can't. I've tried to explain to people here on the program that you really grow up in life. You know what an adult is? In my opinion, definition of an adult is one that owns it. What does that mean? Oh, you own everything. What I mean by you own everything? Everything that happens to you in life, you take responsibility for it. Good or bad? Good or bad? Now, granted, you can give credit to people that helped you come upon good fortune, whatever it may be. But when something, this is in particular, when something bad happens. Something bad happens to you, something doesn't work out. Whose fault is it? It's yours. It's yours. And why this is the right way to live, by accepting responsibility, personal responsibility, is because you don't waste time. You don't go out there. You're not wasting time trying to blame somebody for whatever went wrong. You can then take a look at the issue. You can look at the problem, and you can try to repair it. It's a much, much better way of living. Anyway, this is funny, too. I did mention this last week on the program, and I'm still getting bombarded. I'm still getting bombarded by people who listen to this program. Well, last year, the emails have died down for the people that have lost a fortune in cryptocurrencies. Yep, the death threats have slowed down. The hate mail has slowed down for all the people out there that lost money in cryptocurrencies. Rather than accepting responsibility for their stupid choices, what are they doing? They're blaming me. They're blaming me because I said cryptocurrencies are stupid and gave my opinion on it. And because of that, they think that I made it go down. I talked the entire cryptocurrency nonsense down. Right. I'm getting the same thing now when it comes to Snapchat, when it comes to Lyft and their stocks and how they've traded, because they've done exactly what I told you they were going to do. People are upset with me for telling them, giving them the right forecast, the spot-on, exactamundo forecast. I'm the bad guy because I gave that forecast, because they seem to think that I have some sort of, again, Thanos Infinity Gauntlet glove, and I've got some sort of power out there where I can crash stocks. You know, the funny thing is now some of the people that bought in, I guess they realize they can't sue me for being right in my prediction. So they're now, I guess, going to be suing the Lyft, because they said that Lyft misconstrued its prospects in the prospectus. No, they didn't. I told you right here on the program. I took a look at the prospectus. Didn't take me long. So this thing's going down. Stock is going to be going down. Shouldn't be trading where it is. So now they're going to try to sue Lyft. And they're also upset as well. And did I or did I not tell you this was going to happen? Did I or did I not tell you that the underwriters of the company knew what was going to go on? Morgan Stanley was facilitating various different vehicles they created. Again, they can create investment vehicles out of thin air to get the insiders out of the stock by shorting it as soon as it went public. I told you they were going to do it. So Morgan Stanley, selling all of its clients' stock, telling everybody to go ahead and buy this thing, was getting everybody out, all of the big wigs out of the stock. I mean, this is playing two sides at the same time. Why would you ever have an account with the firm that would do something like that? And each and every one of the big firms do it. So, I present this here on the program. You lose money there, you get taken there. Guess what? What do you have to do? What if you do as what would a grown-up do? You look yourself in the mirror and you own it. It's my fault. My fault. I should have listened to Markowski. He told me what was going to happen. But no. I decided to do, in my own infinite wisdom, when it comes to markets and Wall Street, what I thought was best, or what this guru told me was best, or what the guy on the golf course told me was best. Don't be a sucker. Don't. Stop being a victim. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the site, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. There are a lot of folks that would like people like me to be more pragmatic, to give a little. But where's the middle ground between infanticide and the right to live? Is there a warm, fuzzy place between sovereignty and capitulation, between capitalism and socialism? Not unless you think a 1,000% increase in medical and higher education costs is acceptable. When the activists among us, myself included, see country and life-altering issues so dramatically different, can there be a resolution? For most of our history, we've taken on monumental topics one at a time. We argue, fuss, and vote. The issue fails or wins, and we move on. Have we reached a point again where the outright rejection of our election results rule the day? Folks, we must reel ourselves in, or the cracks will become unrepairable. Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Wiring money. It's quick. It's easy. It's gone forever. Wiring money is just like sending cash. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. So don't wire money to a stranger or to someone you haven't met in person. In fact, you may want to think twice even when you do know the person asking you to wire money. Scam artists sometimes hack email accounts and send out hard luck stories using the name of a person you know. Confirm the facts of any story before you wire any money. Remember, the reasons for wire transfers can be compelling, even heart-wrenching. But once the money is sent, you can't get it back, and often you can't even track it. So whether it's to a love interest or even to a name you know, confirm before you send. When it comes to wiring money, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to give everybody a little bit of alert right now. This happens this time of year in particular. It goes on all year round, but we see more of these scams occur in and around tax time and right after tax day, and that is the dirtbag calling people up, warning you that, well, they're from the IRS, and you better wire them money right away or you're going to be in serious trouble. I'm going to say this. Listen very closely. The IRS will never, ever, 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 ever call you. I'm going to say it again. The IRS will never, ever, 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 ever call you. I don't care what they tell you on the phone. It's a scam. If you don't want to be rude because that's not in your nature, you tell the person, thank you very much. Please put it in the mail and I'll take a look at it. Have a nice day. Click! The IRS will never, ever, 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 ever call you. Got it? You've been warned. Anyway. Piece here about some of the lies that have been told, well, and they continue to be told to the American people about the Trump tax bill and what it was going to do. Listen, I gave the Trump tax bill a C+ to B- grade, in my opinion. I think it's fair. I think it's okay. I think there are many things that need to be improved. But the reality is, it's done a lot. It's done a lot. Again, people might, well, why are you giving? You say it's doing a lot, but he gave it a C plus to B minus grade. Well, let's just put it to you this way, okay? I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I am. And I think that they could have done a lot more. I don't like the fact that the thing is going to expire, first and foremost. That stinks. Expiration dates on tax cuts. All that is a tax raise that's coming in the future. That's it. And again, I don't like some of the picking certain businesses over other businesses for certain deductions. I can't stand that nonsense. But anyway, some of the lies that were told to the American people about the Trump tax bill, tax week this past week, none other than Larry Summers. Somebody remembers Larry Summers? Larry Summers, one of the smartest guys in the world. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Former Treasury Secretary, President of Harvard. Yep. He actually said that the tax bill, and I'm not making this up, would result in the death of 10,000 people a year. Now, I'm not making it up. You don't believe me? Look it up. He said it would result in the death of 10,000 people a year. He said that people were going to lose their health insurance, they're less likely to get preventative care, and more likely to defer health care they need, and ultimately they're more likely to die. Where do you think Larry came up with that 10,000-person number? Do you think he had some sort of formula for it? Some sort of magical Harvard economic theorem? It's crap. It's crap. But he's Larry Summers, and you're not. He's Larry Summers. He's a part of the establishment. He's part of the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. And he can say whatever he darn well pleases. And there's not going to be any consequences. Because guess what? Larry will be on CNBC and he'll be invited to Davos and all these things the next week, even when he's made to look like a total fool. Larry Summers said on the night of the election that the economy was going to tank because of Donald Trump. He's never right. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Does that make him a loser? No. This is where I got to understand this. It doesn't make him a loser. It makes us the losers. Because we pay for his stupidity. He just keeps getting paid for his stupidity. So that makes us the sucker. That makes us the losers. Remember Bruce Bartlett, former Treasury official, working under the Bamster? And I think under Clinton, too. He described the tax bill as akin to rape. Yeah, Pelosi described it the worst legislation ever considered by Congress. Worst ever. What was it? Kurt Eichenwald. America is dead. Got to take a break. More on some tax stuff and going back to the old Tea Party days when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Laura Trump reacts to former Vice President Joe Biden's announcement that he's running for president.
I didn't hear any proposals for the future of this country in his announcement video that he made there. Race baiting, as usual, as we see from the Democrats, and identity politics.
Over 30 people had to be transported to hospitals in Lake County, Illinois, after a chemical leak in the northern Chicago suburb. Sergeant Christopher Corvelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Department says the ammonia was pulled from containers that were being pulled by a tractor.
The trailers and the containers holding the chemical leaked, and this leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash, it was a leak from the containers.
Two people are dead after a tornado touched down just outside of Monroe, Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle, and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to remind everybody here on the program. I'm brutally honest here on the program. This is not a conservative talker. You want to make fun of, I mean, love making fun of all those PSAs that come out of Pueblo, Colorado that taxpayers spend money on the nonsense because it's just gunk. You know, the PSAs that try to tell you how many times you should, you know, brush your teeth over the course of the day or tell you make sure you put a helmet on your kid when he rides his bike or other nonsense. There's no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. I'm not a super Trumpster. I'm honest. I told you from the get-go, I voted for the guy. Wasn't my first choice, but I voted for him. Been highly critical of him. Just told you the grade I gave him for his tax reform. But I'm honest. Do you think that these wizards are smart that they have on TV? Do you think that they're honest? Do you think that they're telling you the truth? They're not. And again, here's... You can listen to me, not listen to me.
I should have probably suggested this at the beginning of Lent, that everyone, people who watch cable news, give up cable news for Lent. Just cut it out. Don't watch any of it at all. I don't watch any of it. None. And guess what? I used to be a part of it. I used to be a part of it. Go to my website, look at all my television appearances. Almost daily, I was on participating in some Brady Bunch box on CNN, on Fox, you name it. And I quit. I stopped. I stopped because, again, I came to the realization that I'm not a professional wrestler, and cable news is nothing but really professional wrestling. It's all fake. Okay? You understand what a fugazi is, Donnie Brasco? It's a fake. I've told the story here on the program, sitting in green rooms, watching people hash out the debate before they even go on TV. That's if they're going to be on panel in the same place. You say this, and then I say this. Same thing like you'd see in that movie, The Wrestler, with Mickey Rourke, where they're working out how the match is going to go ahead of time. Why would you watch something like that? It's not real. It's not real news. It's fake news. The entire Kit Cannibal, it's all fake. And their desire is to get you tuning in again and again and again and again to watch the stupid debates that go nowhere. Damn circular firing squad. And most of the people that are on those panels, they tell you they're an expert in something. They're dumb as a box of rocks. Why? It's like you're poisoning yourself. You are bitter off. I'm telling you right now, you're bitter off watching the Kardashians. At least they're successful business owners. You're bitter off watching them than cable news. You might learn more watching the Kardashians. Certainly a lot more watching Property Brothers. These are the people that they have on, right? These are all the smarty pants. They'll have them right back on again. Larry Summers, right? No consequence for him being an idiot. Here's another one. Rick Newman. This guy is he's a finance writer for Yahoo. He's the head finance writer for Yahoo. Rick Newman. He's a go-to guy. He goes on television all the time. He wrote a column about a looming tax surprise in 2018. You know what that tax surprise was? People are going to be getting smaller refunds. And they might not like it. Rick, they're getting smaller refunds because they're making more money. They're making more money. How is this even a story? Is it not a good thing that people are making more money? That paychecks are growing for the first time since 2000? I'm sorry. You can love Trump. You can hate Trump. And I get it. Whatever. But you can't disregard the facts that paychecks are going up. Salaries are going up. People are making more money. Yet, oh, geez, this is a terrible thing. People are not going to be getting a bigger refund. What? So you mean to tell me it's better that they make less money over the course of the year, Rick, and take home a bigger refund check, which is nothing more than a tax-free loan that one gives to the government? One more of these really, really, really dumb things. And this is another guy that I come after all the time. This guy is a Princeton professor. Princeton professor, longtime New York Times columnist, and also Nobel Prize-winning economist. That is never right. Never right! On election night, this guy predicted that the stock market was going to collapse after Donald Trump got elected and would never come back. Look it up. Paul Krugman. Did he face any consequences? Do you think Paul Krugman went out that night and sold all his stocks, all his bonds, everything he owned because Donald Trump became president? What if you were some left-wing loon and listened to him? Well, again, you lost money because you listened to an idiot. And again, that's your fault. But why are you listening to these people? Paul Krugman said about the tax bill that it would lead us, and I'm going to quote here, "We are looking at a global recession with no end in sight." How'd that work out, Paul? Again, he still got his job. Anyway, got to take another break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Yep. Place will take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
This is Colonel Danny Gillen, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. For the first time, a state's National Guard command staff is entirely female. The Maryland National Guard's four top leaders are all women. Three are African-American. All four officers are mothers. The Maryland Guard has been in this unprecedented territory since fall. Major General Linda Singh has been the highest-ranking commander of the state's military since 2015. She's the first African-American and first woman to serve as the Adjutant General for the Maryland Guard. In June, Brigadier General Janine Birkhead became the Assistant Adjutant General for the Army, and Brigadier General April Vogel started serving in August as the Assistant Adjutant General for Air. Command Sergeant Major Parisa Wilson became Senior Enlisted Advisor in December. Singh says it wasn't intentional. She just wanted the most qualified candidates available. Well, it makes sense to me that the good general would want the most qualified people around her. Good job. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
A perfect day to fish.
It's cold but sunny.
Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Little tears for fears. Anyway, welcome back. I have mentioned this on before. I talk about the worst month of the year for taxpayers, and that's not April, it's September. In particular, the last week in September. That's when, well, it's the last week of the fiscal year for the government, and that's when they really go on a spending spree because they have to spend it all. Matt Taibbi, who is a far-left journalist. He is. Him, Glenn Greenwald. I don't agree with everything that Matt has to write, but again, many of the things he does a really good job with. And in particular, going after Wall Street and a lot of the big firms out there. He basically took a look at the Pentagon's books, and he surmised that the Department of Defense is the world's worst bookkeeper. The books are so atrocious that they are wrong about everything, and it's impossible to detect just how bad the fraud and corruption that runs rampant through the Pentagon has become. Does this surprise anybody? No, and nobody questions the Pentagon, right? It's the military. Got to support the troops, right? Maybe a better way of supporting the troops is maybe starting to take money away from the Pentagon and actually make them accountable. Maybe the VA would run a lot better. Maybe our troops would be better prepared. But it doesn't work that way, you see? They like all this money. They like the chaos there. This is so your favorite politician that you voted for can give a nice fat contract to a defense contractor, whatever they want to at any point in time, and they can get paid too. This is your government. This is how it works. And yes, you should be outraged. You know, the Pentagon spent, I'm not making this up, $300,000 on 391 coffee mugs. Yeah, do the math. $750 a pop. $750 a pop. That's a hell of a coffee cup. Listen, I have a Yeti I got for Christmas. My kids got it for me, and I've wanted one for so long, and they bought it for me. And that coffee cup, I don't know how much it cost them. Maybe $30 for it. I have no idea. I'd pay over $100 for it. I could put coffee in it. It lasts like 6 hours. It stays nice, piping hot. Wasn't $750. But this is your government, and this is what they do. And you might want to hold your politician or try to hold them a little bit more accountable. Just saying. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. It is an honor always to be in front of the microphone. And again, I mentioned the website here on the program and the reasons why I go to the website. Again, we're always here to help. If you have any questions, you want to access our archives, columns that I've written going back decades there on the program. All sorts of great things, tools to help people out. And you know, the thing is we get back to you immediately. I mean, pretty much close to immediately. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to be making any phone calls on Sunday. I'm going to enjoy Easter Sunday. But, yeah, I'll be in the car. I'll be in the car on Saturday. I got to take my son. He's got a little lacrosse game up at West Point, and then we're going to go watch Army play Loyola in the afternoon. Really good lacrosse game there. But, yeah, I'll be on the phone. People asking about whatever it may be, questions, whatever it may be, and that's what I'll do. And my brothers will do it, and this is a family business. This is what we're all about. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have there. Or give us a call, 800-471-5984. This tax week, I don't know, I was thinking about getting into more ways that the government rips us off and wastes our money. I've got a list of stuff here. And you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to get myself even more aggravated and worked up and probably get you worked up as well. I'm going to go back to 10 years ago. And I was reminded of this. This past week. And it didn't really even grab me. It didn't really grab me. Now, you know, it's kind of funny now as I'm my age, I'm starting to measure things in decades rather than years. 10 years ago, on April 15th, I gave a speech in front of thousands of people in Southwest Florida, Sarasota, Florida, at the first Tea Party rallies. Remember that? Remember the Tea Parties? First Tea Party rally was April 15th back in 2019, and again, remember, the media managed to turn the Tea Party members into, Nazis and haters and this and racists and hating black people. All this nonsense. All this garbage is what they wanted to turn it into. I actually wrote a column about it back then. And I grabbed this. And this is kind of fascinating, too. It's how times have changed 10 years ago. This is on, remember Keith Olbermann had a program on, I think it was on MSNBC. He had the actress Janine Garofalo on. And I got a quote here from this. It was concerning the April 15th Tea Parties. This is what they were saying about me and others that went to them. Let's be very honest about what this is about. It's not about bashing Democrats. It's not about taxes. They have no idea what the Boston Tea Party was about. They don't know their history at all. This is about hating a black man in the White House. This is racism straight up. That is nothing but a bunch of teabagging rednecks, and there's no way around that. And, you know, you can tell these types of right-wingers anything, and they'll believe it except the truth. You tell them the truth, and they become, it's like showing Frankenstein monster fire. They become confused and angry and highly volatile. That guy causing them feelings they don't know because their limbic brain, we've discussed this before, the limbic brain inside a right-winger, Republican or conservative, or your average white power activist, the limbic brain is much larger in their headspace than in a reasonable person, and it's pushing against their frontal lobe, so their synapses are misfiring. This was on CNBC 10 years ago. And I thought about that. And I said to myself, wow. I mean, I knew about it. I knew about it because I actually paid attention to cable news back then. That's pretty damn vitriolic, is it not? The same stuff we hear today. If you think about it, what's the difference between 10 years ago and today? Social media. Social media is basically an amplifier for lies. That's all it is. It just takes lies, it takes hate, and it puts them into an amplifier. And it just plays them. And it like goes Spinal Tap. It's not to 10. They turn that amp up to 11. My speech that I gave, I was thinking about it. I didn't bash Democrats. I didn't. And in fact, I actually praised Democrats for being honest and saying that they do what they say they were going to do. I went up and I went after Republicans. That lie. I talked about our national debt. I'm not kidding. You know what the national debt was 10 years ago? You know what it was? Half of what it is today. $11 trillion. Oh, I know. Barack Obama just became president. Yeah, you can put a lot of this on one of the worst presidents, in my opinion, in history, George W. Bush. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian guy. He was one of the worst in history. Hands down. $11 trillion back then. We're at $22 trillion now. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, it's sad. It really is. And again, this is what the media does, tries to twist things. When, again, this $22 trillion, it's not a left-wing bill. It's not a right-wing bill. It's all of our bill. And you've got all of these crop of characters that are looking to become the next president of the United States. And what are they doing? They're going around like they've got an American Express super black card. And they can buy and they can spend whatever they want. And they tell you, that's okay, we can just tax rich people more. Right. And you believe that? They don't care, you see, because anything that they say and do is not going to affect them. Never will. Never will. They will always be insulated. Never going to hurt them. Hey, when they had the problems in Greece and some of the Mediterranean countries, remember that back in 2010? Do you think the elites in that country, you think they suffered? Do you think the elites in Venezuela are suffering now? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $10 million for information on the global terrorist organization Hezbollah. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Evanoff, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah mechanisms for global terrorists.
I'm John Clemens.
The Navy is drafting formal procedures for its pilots to document encounters with what they believe to be UFOs. A Navy spokesman says the number of intrusions have increased since 2014, and they want to understand what's behind it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing